Welcome back to the Press Box on a cool, wet December weekend in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And welcome back, my great friend, my host as always, and my rock and my anchor, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, we've had a rough go of it here in the old Commonwealth.
Yeah, we have. And you know, Gene, before we get into it, I would just say that, you know, it's just it's awful, and it'll be a process. And you know, we've had a lot of contention out there over the last several years. But you know what? We are stronger because of it. And I hate the fact that it takes something like this to bring us together. But my goodness, what a way it has brought everybody together. And I know that you and primarily Leanne have been working to help friends and family out. And it's just amazing the way that people have done this. They're going to need to keep doing it. And we'll keep supporting them at this end of the state any way we can, and whether it be physically or mentally or spiritually. I just hope everybody knows how much they're in our thoughts, in our prayers. And you guys will be able to look back fondly in years to come and be able to tell kids and grandkids exactly what you did, what you were a part of, what people saw, and how people came together as one Commonwealth during this thing. So hopefully what we do today is provide just a little bit of a diversion, talking about things like this, and that's always the appropriate role that sports has played in our society. And by golly, we hope that's the case again. We'll tell you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Gene, as we get into it, let's go ahead and head up the road a little bit, head out west, where they have certainly been impacted as well. And let's take a look at, I believe it is Lone Rock, who is heading up the field in the Tinsel Stakes at Oaklawn Park.
Yeah, Buzzy, and appreciate your comments, and as always, and your insights. This is, as you well said, this is what sports provides us, is an alternative to really life, and give us a way to kind of rock back and enjoy a little bit, even in these toughest of times, and for some of our folks. And this is the first time they're going to run the Tinsel Stakes. It's $200,000. Oaklawn expanded their race meet into December for the first time ever, and so they've added some stakes races. This is one of them. And it's really got a outstanding field of horses lined up, Buzzy. As you mentioned, Lone Rock is a horse trained by Robertino D'Oro. This horse has been really kind of amazing. Opened the 2021 campaign with allowance victory here at Oaklawn Park. You know, this is a horse that's been in the claiming ranks, is escorted out of the claiming ranks, been claimed
right.
A couple of times, trained a couple of different times by D'Oro. But this horse has got $722,000 in the bankroll and winning 6 of 8 starts all in 2021 since this barn got this horse, a 6-year-old gelding. And you know he's done quite well, and he's done well over this track. And you know, the question I think is for him is the distance, because he's going to be cutting back off
right.
of races like a mile and a half, a mile and three quarters. And you know, it'll be interesting to see is he able to get the job done going just a mile and an eighth. And it's hard to say just a mile and an eighth, but this will be a sprint for this horse.
So the question becomes, and you've got those questions, but the question for you and for our listeners out there is, how do you play it?
Well, I like a couple of other horses in here, honestly, Buzzy. Warrior's Charge won the $500,000 Razorback Handicap. That's a grade 3 in 2020 at Oaklawn for trainer Brad Cox. If you you listen to trainers and you try to decipher what they're saying. This horse really does like Oaklawn Park. He gets a good spot, I think, off the draw. It looks like, you know, it's this little bit of a shorter field will be in his to his liking. He lost by a nose to another entry in here to Thomas Shelby in a mount of 16th allowance at Keeneland on October the 24th. But he ran his best race speed figure-wise in that. I think he'll come into this race in top order. I really do like, this horse trained by Brad Cox.
Right.
Warrior's Charge. I just think that he's coming in great shape. You know, and Brad Cox has a way of just getting his horses ready. He's going to have Florent Giroux up, who rides first saddle for Brad. And there's another horse in here I like a little bit, too, named Beau Luminaire. Here's a horse that's trained now by a Rudolph Brissette, who won the $750,000 Oaklawn Handicap in 2019 at Oaklawn. This is a horse seeking its first stakes victory after near misses and the Ben Allied this spring at Keeneland and another stake over at Ellis Park. That'll be a price, I think. So I think, he'll be one that we can use underneath. But Warrior's Charge is my horse in here, Buzzy. I think Warrior's Charge will love the distance. I'm going to play him over and under Thomas Shelby, Beau Luminaire, and probably throw Lone Rock in there just because I think he's probably the better horse. But just the distance question looms for me.
And Gina, there's one you want to touch on, I believe, up at Turfway as well.
Yep, $100,000 Prairie Bayou Stakes. It'll be going off at 8:14 p.m. This evening, Buzzy. And when's the last time you saw a horse compete in the Breeders' Cup and come back and race at Turfway in December?
That's what
we've got here. Snapper Sinclair, six-year-old horse. I know he's been a favorite of yours through the years. He's going to be going on the synthetic for the first time. But there's a horse. He's won four races out of 11 over the turf. He ran in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile over the fast dirt. He's had two wins, 3 seconds, 3/3, and 18 starts on dirt. Might as well give him a shot on the all-weather track, hadn't we?
What do you call that stuff again?
Tapita.
That's right.
Yep.
Tapita.
And, I love this horse. He just comes and brings his game. He's got a kind of a lunch pail mentality. He comes from off of the pace and he ran 6.5 furlongs on the turf. He nearly wins the Grade 2 Eddie D out at Santa Anita. They run him in the Dirt Mile going over to the main track in the Breeders' Cup down at Del Mar. He didn't have the best of starts in that race. He bobbled and bumped and was bumped around at the start, never really had a shot. I think he's got a heck of a shot. Almost said something else there.
But yes, you
heck
did.
Heck of a shot in here in the Prairie Bayou. Snapper Sinclair. I'm getting on board with this son of City Zip, trained by Steve Asmussen, ridden by the veteran Rafael Bejarano.
And, of course, for all the team's picks, you can get them right here at PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, I know y'all are, in all seriousness, doing the good work of the people. Continue on. Let us know what we can do to help. Get your rest. Stay safe. God bless y'all, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, Buzzy, and appreciate all your help. We've got a couple of initiatives getting ready to start down there in Mayfield. Lee's been down there for a week. I've been back and forth a couple of times. We're going to put together a relief fund and try to get some vehicles to some of the displaced people down in Mayfield. So look forward to publicizing that on the Press Box. We're having some people donate us some vehicles to people that have just got no way for transportation to find either another job or get food
right.
Or find alternative housing. So we're going to look at trying to supply some of the displaced people with some transportation opportunities. Look for that on the Press Box as we try to do God's will.
Absolutely. God bless y'all. Be safe. Talk soon.
See you, brother.